Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished representatives, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity to address you during your meeting of states parties. We wish to make some concrete proposals of direct relevance to this meeting and to your efforts in preparing for the upcoming 8th Review Conference in 2016. First of all, we would like to thank the Chairman for his clear and comprehensive synthesis report of the main issues discussed during the meeting of experts last August. This report includes a wealth of valuable and ambitious contributions to strengthening the international norm against misuse of life sciences for hostile purposes. In relation to the standing agenda item on cooperation and assistance regarding Article 10, synergies with other relevant programmes and initiatives are essential for assuring efficient use of resources. We recommend inclusion under sub-item F of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, adopted by the General Assembly on 25 December 2015, which aim to mobilise international public and private resources for the time horizon of 2030. In particular, Sustainable Development Goal 3, with sub-goal 3D, is directly relevant to Article 10. This reads, strengthen the capacity of all countries, in particular developing countries, for early warning, risk reduction, and management of national and global health risks. Concerning science and technology, the synthesis report includes several suggestions for establishing an open-ended working group monitoring developments directly related to the Convention, to be coordinated with other scientific advisory bodies, in particular the one related to the Chemical Weapons Convention. Pax Christi International suggests organizing such a working group in a way that encourages young researchers and students to contribute their ideas and suggestions on novel biosecurity measures and on public awareness raising. A good practical example is the global IGEM competition of university and secondary school students, teams that integrate biosecurity, biosafety, human practices and outreach in their projects designing applications of synthetic biology. This serves both as an excellent training program on handling risks of life sciences and as a fruitful source of innovative solutions for minimizing risks and fostering benefits of dual use research. It may also be considered a prime example of science diplomacy because it fosters dialogue and collaboration between teams from all continents. A number of suggestions have been made during the intersessional program in the years 2012-2015 for strengthening the Convention. We hope these initiatives will turn out to be stepping stones to a common endeavour that will culminate in concrete steps forward at the 8th Review Conference next year. These steps will have to strike a balance between protecting citizens against hostile uses of life sciences and offering scientists, industry and society at large the opportunity to create new knowledge and beneficial applications. Knowing that you have a busy schedule this week, we limit ourselves to these suggestions. Thank you for your attention. Pax Christi International wishes you all fruitful discussions and a successful meeting of states parties.